The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Are you ready for the big snowstorm, Robin?
Oh, boy. I tell you, I'm kind of lucky. I'm flying out. Well, if all goes well, I'm flying out Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, to go to Vegas for the RE/MAX convention for 4 days.
So okay.
I'll get the worst of it if I get out. But it's just so funny. You know, today we have our egg hunt, and, of course, we're looking at snow. And we haven't looked at snow all winter long, but now that spring is here, we're looking at snow. But welcome to Minnesota.
Well, you know, it'll be easy to find the eggs, right?
That's exactly what we said. It won't take too much to find the eggs. It's all good.
All right. So I have to ask you, the big headline news all week was concerning the National Realtors Association and a big settlement. What can you tell us?
Okay. I would like to keep that in real simple layman terms because, unfortunately, I know you work for basically the media, right? I mean, you're with the radio station. And I feel like headlines are always just more attractive when they're sensationalized, right? So I even heard one of our local, and I'm not going to pick on anybody, but one of our local TV people said, house prices are going to go down now because of this. And I'm like, where is this information coming from? So to kind of summarize, what happened is real estate commissions are and have always been negotiable. They are not something that you can have a fixed price. You know, when you walk into Macy's, if there's a price tag and it says it's $50, it's $50. You don't go up to the counter and say, hey, any chance you'll sell me this for 45? But with real estate, when we sit down with an appointment, I can only speak for me because I'm only at my appointments, but I have for 24 years started to say to people, there's three things you really want to know today. And that is, how much can we sell your house for? How long will it take to sell your house? And how much is it going to cost you? And because how much is it going to cost you is usually the biggest concern, I want to start with that. And I will start by saying real estate commission is negotiable. Okay? So if every realtor in the nation would have always done that, there would have been no lawsuit. But unfortunately, either due to being trained poorly or just ignoring the rules, there are realtors who think it's okay to put up a billboard and say, I charge XX percent, or to print pamphlets that say our commission is XX percent, because now it looks like we are fixing that cost, right? And that is against the rules. We cannot do that. It is against the law. It is negotiable. So somebody, some consumer along the way, his realtor told him, you know, we charge 6% and we pay 3% to the other agents to the buyer's agent. And sure, that's the way we do it. And it's set that way. And that's our fee. And then after the transaction, they learned that they should have been told that they could negotiate that. And so bottom line is they started a lawsuit. Well, once the lawsuit started, then they start reaching out to make it a class action lawsuit, right? Are there other consumers who've been told that this is the commission? Have you not been told this? All right. So the big lawsuit happens, right? And so RE/MAX was one of the first people to settle. They settled a few months back. And they, I mean, we listened, we heard it from our CEO, like, why would we settle? Because we're not even realtors. RE/MAX corporate doesn't sell houses. RE/MAX corporate sells franchises, right? So RE/MAX corporate is not going into anybody's living room and discussing commissions at all. So they said there's no way that we could have ever lost that case. But because lawyers know how to drag it out, charge up the bills. And, you know, we could have spent a whole bunch of time and a whole bunch of money trying to win this case, when in fact, what we really had to do was focus on our franchise owners, you know, our customers and our brand. So we just settled. But when they settled, they had put in one of the conditions that they had included in their settlement was that any licensee that's licensed with RE/MAX anywhere will be excluded from any further lawsuit that comes up regarding commissions. So if this is, becomes a trend and they keep doing these lawsuits, then it was like a protection for us. So he said, we settled, we're out. This is what we asked for our people. So we're like, okay, great, awesome, carry on. Well, then National Association of Realtors, again, the National Association of Realtors is the blanket over all of realtors. That corporation isn't selling real estate.
Right.
They're just governing those of us who are. So I guess they're thinking it's their responsibility, but they do tell us the rules. We all know what the rules are. We all know how we're supposed to do business, right? And there's always going to be a few bad eggs that just don't think they have to follow the rules. So bottom line is they have now made a settlement, right? They've put forth the amount that they are willing to settle for, and that these are the conditions they want tied to it. It's really important that I say this has not yet been approved by the judge, right?
Okay.
This, so right now it's simply a settlement that they've submitted. Okay. And if the judge does approve it, there are a few things that they will ask that has to happen. And one of them is that as realtors, we can no longer publish in the MLS what percentage we're offering to the other agent. That's all. So the other agent has to, and that's exactly how they do it in commercial real estate. So the other agent has to be a good negotiator and say, this is the price my buyer is willing to pay. And with this price, my buyer will pay me out of pocket. Or this is the price my buyer is willing to pay. Probably a better offer. But the seller will pay my brokerage for representing my buyer. So nothing has really changed, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that's the way it worked.
Exactly. So the media is getting a hold of it and trying to sensationalize it and starting with all these crazy, crazy headlines about, oh, this is going to make home prices go down. Okay, well, let's talk about that. If you have two houses in your neighborhood and one is somebody who decides they're going to do it for sale by owner, and the other one is somebody is going to list with me or with any other realtor, we are going to figure out what that house is worth, and that's how we're going to price the house. We are not going to say your house is worth $300. Now let's add commission to the top, so we're going to price it for this. You price it for what it's worth. So the guy who tries to do a for sale by owner is just trying to make the commission himself. So he's like, I'm fine doing my own open houses. I'm fine negotiating my own deal. I'm fine marketing my own house. To me, it's worth it to not have to pay a commission. And guess what? That is their prerogative all day long. It always has been, and it always will be. So it's not changing anything except for the thing that I think we will notice is some of the inexperienced realtors who don't know how to show their value to their clients might have a really tough time getting clients, right? Because clients are saying, okay, I get that this person's who's going in there negotiating for me. So I need to make sure that they know what they're doing. Otherwise, according to the contract that I've signed with them, I'm going to be paying them. And I'd much rather have them collect that payment from the seller. So I don't, the only thing I see happening as far as a major change is I think there are going to be realtors who don't have a lot of experience or who haven't been around a long time who will probably be fading out. And we see that a lot, like even in 8, 9, and 10, when the market got tough and we had to know how to stay in it for the long run because it took 6 or 8 or 9 months to sell a house. You know, the less experienced, I should say, maybe not as, I'm not trying to sound mean,
Abby,
right? It's the ones that weren't as good didn't last. I mean, the weak didn't survive. Only the strong survived.
Are you a bit concerned that people might take this and read that, oh, Robin, I just want to pay you 1%.
And, you know, there might be people that do that, but can I tell you that in my 24 years in the business, I've always had people who have said that. I have always had people have said, boy, you get a nice commission. Would you be willing to just give most of that to me? And I'm like, Jesus, I don't know. Are you willing to share your paycheck with me? there are times. And I think if we are able to explain exactly what it is that we do, you know, like I'll give you an example, Andy. I literally got into a crazy situation a couple of nights ago. I showed a couple a house, and I showed it to them at 2:30 in the afternoon. Okay. And I told the agent, they said, we want this house, Robin. We do not want to lose it. I said, okay. So I called the agent and I said, okay, this is the deal. My buyers want this house and they don't want to lose it. So I want to know what's going to work best for your sellers. Should I write the offer now, get it to you? Are you going to wait a certain amount of time before you look at offers? Because if so, I'd rather wait until that deadline, you know, close to it, so I know how many offers I'm up against so I can write accordingly. And she said to me, as of right now, the sellers have decided that they would look at all offers on Sunday at 5. Well, this was on Friday. Okay. So I said, okay, that's fine. No problem. I'll check in on Sunday and see how things are going. True story. I got a text at 9:36 Friday night that said, call me ASAP about the such and such property. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So I call her immediately. And she says, I'm so sorry, but another offer came in on the property. And I said, and now the sellers want to look at it? And she said, well, the agent timed the offer and needs a response tonight. And it's a very, very good offer. And I said, are you willing? Yeah.
Wait and a minute, right?
Uh-huh. So I said, okay. I said, what time tonight? And she said, it just says tonight. And I'm like, okay. We're at going on 9:45. I figure I've got until 11:59. I've got to go. So I start to call my buyer. I cannot get a hold of my buyer. Mrs. Buyer is an overnight nurse and she's at work and I can't bother her. And Mr. Buyer is not answering. So for all I know, he's in bed sleeping. So I know somebody, I have a client who lives across the street from Mr. Buyer's parents. So I call them at this time of night and say, sorry to bother you guys. Do you have your neighbor so-and-so's phone number? Yes, we do. Okay, I need it. I have to call them because I have to get in touch with their son. So I called them. They're saying, okay, here's the house phone number. You have the cell. Let me try them. Anyway, we finally connect. And I say, I just don't want you to find out tomorrow morning that the house has been sold because you told me I need this house. He goes, oh, no, we want the house, Robin. And I said, okay. So he said, what do we have to do? So we discussed our offer, what our offer would be. And then I called the agent back and she goes, I'm so sorry, but the seller is tired. It's late. They just want to sign the other offer. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now I'm asking you to be fair. I'm asking you to let me finish this offer. You told me we have until tonight. Let us have until tonight. I said, I promise you, I will bring a strong offer. Now I'm calling the banker and it's now 10:30 at night. And I said, I am so sorry to be calling you at 10:30 on a Friday night, but I need to know, is there any way that my buyer can convert from financing to cash? I happen to know he has this, this, and this. She goes, yes. So she talks to him. She verifies that he can. She calls me back. She tells me that she can't. She's locked out of her banking computer because of the time of the night it is. So she can't have an official letter until the next morning. So I'm back on the phone with the realtor. I said, okay, this is the deal. She can't get me the official letter from the bank, but she's willing to send an email stating that she will get the official letter tomorrow. Long story short, we won at literally 12:01 a.m. I received the signed offer. And that was after a really long and exhausting day, but it's like I'm going to fight with all my might for my client, right? And my client was so satisfied, so happy, and so happy with me, so happy with the lender. And like, there's no way if I had any other realtor working for me, I do not believe I would have gotten that house. I think most people would have just called me and said, sorry, another offer came in and the sellers took it. Well, I think I know plenty of realtors that would have fought hard, but that's the stuff that people don't see, right? So it's like, we earn a great salary, but we work really hard for it. You know, I tell you, and then people see commission and they think that's profit. Well, of course it's not, right? I mean,
you have big time overhead.
Taxes taken out of it. I mean, literally the average salary for a Minnesota realtor is $47,246. They're not hardly breaking the bank, right? it's not, and I'm definitely above average, and I definitely, but I also work my tail end off. You know that. I work 7 days a week. I work morning, noon, and nighttime. I'm so into relationships and customer service, and I'm proud of the business that I've built. And I'm proud of the fact that 98% of my business gets referred to me because I've taken excellent care of other clients over the years. But I am able to fight for my commission and prove that I'm worth it. So to answer your question, when somebody says, I only want to pay you 1%, I say, I'm not the girl for you. I mean, there are
find somebody else.
There's plenty of discount agents out there that will give you, will do a 1% job for you, but that's not me. I'm always going to work my tail end off for you, and I can't do it for that. I just can't do it for that rate. So it is
you'll
okay.
You'll say you get what you pay for.
Yeah, get what you pay for. That's right. That is exactly all right.
Robin, we do have to take a break. So we'll all zip right. away really quick and come back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results Saturday morning, and I know it doesn't exactly look and feel like spring, but it is spring, for crying out loud.
Whatever snow
we get is not going to last very long.
That's what I always tell everybody. Now the snow we get isn't going to last very long. We're fine. We're Minnesotans.
So is it coinciding with the real estate market? Is it really heating up out there?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not kidding you. This market has been so hot. We are at 83 days into the year, and Gwaltney Group has sold 88 homes. So we've sold more than a house a day throughout January, February, and so far in March. So we are just huffing. Yeah, it's busy. And regardless of what you're hearing in the news, the prices aren't going to go down. The prices are going to continue to, well, let me just read this headline. Home sales. Prices surge as spring buying season starts. They're not going backwards. Promise you that. Okay. Existing home sales jumped by nearly 10% in February, the largest monthly increase in a year as home prices continue to soar, reported by the National Association of Realtors yesterday. So, yeah.
Are you seeing more and more of the multiple offers as well?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like my story that I was telling you about, just from a very recent transaction, went far above asking price. And obviously, we were in multiple offers, but we've been seeing multiple offers on a lot of our listings, and we've been writing in multiple offers as well. So.
And I'm going to go back to, if you're listening, and you were listening a few months ago when Robin said, now is the time to jump in as a buyer instead of waiting for this very reason.
Like it's crazy. But guess what? If you waited until it's crazy, you can't. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Water under the bridge.
2020, but I'm here to help you navigate through it because, honestly, it is what I love to do. I mean, the negotiating and knowing how to strategize and knowing how to win, it's what I just live for. Love it.
Well, from that story you just told before the break, and you said how tired you were, and this all went down late on a Friday night. I imagine you didn't get to sleep all night after that.
Honestly, I felt like I just jumped in the ring for a championship boxing match. And not that I would have any idea how that feels, but it's just how I would imagine it would feel. And by the time I was done, I was exhausted and exhilarated all at the same time. But I did get to sleep because I knew I had a busy morning to wake up to. But yeah, it's crazy. It's fun. I love it. And it's not going away. I mean, we are going to continue to see a booming market. You know, the whole expansion that's coming with the Mayo Clinic, they're talking about 40,000 new jobs at the completion of that. Well, 40,000 employees come with spouses and children. So what are we thinking, that the city of Rochester is going to expand by 60,000 people, 50,000 people. I mean, some of those jobs will be taken by people who live here, but geez, there's a lot of people that already work at Mayo Clinic, right? So if they take two jobs, those jobs will be filled. So I don't know. I think we're just in for some really, really good growth. And you know what's fun? I'd like to look through our archives, Andy, because I remember, I don't know how many years back, maybe it was 4 years ago, that I had come across this article.
I know which one you're talking about.
You do. The top 10 cities that are going to become, you know, like unaffordable to buy homes. Housing prices are going to go so by 2025, which is next year. Now, this was a few years back when I read it, and I was so surprised to find Rochester, Minnesota, number 8 on that list. And it's like, wow. They must have known about this Mayo expansion. They must have known about everything that was going on, about the shortage of homes that we're going to have. But I mean, when they do these predictions, they take a lot of things into consideration. They're not just, it's not a guessing game, right? They're forecasting.
Right. Well, and so, think about this too, to put that in perspective. They made that prediction well before this $5 billion expansion was even considered.
Exactly. And
so for the last 10 years, with the growth that we've already seen, Mayo has invested $1 billion in the community.
Right.
Now they're going to do $5 billion over the next 7 years.
Right.
That's almost mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is mind-blowing. And it is mind-blowing. And I'll tell you, it is, I think it's extremely exciting. And I know that not everybody shares in my opinion. And some people say, oh, Rochester's big enough. It's good the way it is. And some people just do not like change whatsoever. But I think Rochester is going to remain. I think our city will continue to have the integrity and the, you know, I mean, our city's culture isn't going to change. I think we're still going to be the same kind of a very close-knit, you know, small, big, or big, small town kind of
thing. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the big city that's the small city. I hope
like people know each other. People know each other. The same people continue to get involved in community things. You know, you go to fundraisers, you see the same 300 people. It's like there's always going to be that that sense of community, I believe. And I think it's always available for anybody who wants to dive in, because a lot of times, you know, people who are brand new to the city, if that's just the way they're wired, they just dive in and they get on this board or that board and they get involved. And the next thing you know, they feel like they've been here forever, because I think that's how our city works.
I agree. 100%. We have to take another break. My goodness. Okay. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. And back in a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and I saw in the news, as they went, you know, the saying that the Fed is looking at 3 rate cuts before the end of this year at the Fed level.
Yeah.
So that goes along with all the predictions that you've been making and other experts have been making for the past 6 months.
Yeah. And it's good because we can feel it. You know, just over the last 2 weeks, rates have fallen by nearly a quarter of a percentage. And in that same time, home buying activity has rose by 5%. Okay. So it's like, as the rates come down, the homeowners jump in. I've told you before,
right,
every 1% that the rates drop, 1 million new buyers jump back into the ring to buy a house. So, the 30-year mortgages average 6.88 from dropping from last week from 6.74, and last year at this time, a 30-year rate averaged 6.6. So we're kind of getting back to before they started to go up, 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 right? So that's good. It's excellent. So I don't know. I just am definitely a girl, a glass half full girl, but all the statistics show it. Again, we're selling more than a house a day over here at the Gwaltney Group. We're seeing multiple offers. We're seeing listings that are priced right, selling real fast. We're seeing lots of excitement, lots of people stirring around. The number of applications for mortgages is on the rise. The number of closed deals is up. Everything is indicating that we are in a great real estate market. So that being said, if you are out there and you're looking to buy or to sell, we would absolutely love to put all of our experience and expertise to work for you and help you navigate through this market and not only get a great house, but get the great house for the best price that you can possibly get it for. So it is what we do. It's what we love to do when we're not playing or having fun, like we're going to be in a few hours with this Easter egg hunt. We filled, I'm going to tell you, we have the Wabasha, Community Wabasha Easter egg hunt today, and we filled over 5,000 eggs.
Oh, wow.
Up close 5,000 eggs, 1,000 of them have a little token for a gift. So we have 4 8-foot tables full of gifts that kids will love. I mean, really nice, like plush animals and yo-yos and frisbees and Play-Doh and slime and markers and, yeah, lots of fun stuff. Barbie dolls and footballs. Anyway, so there will be 1,000 gifts plus 4,000 plus eggs full of candy. Oh, there's even candy in with the prize token, so there's lots of candy. But it's fun because they all come down, they line up, and within 5 minutes, they've picked up all those eggs. But the Easter Bunny's there, and there's some photo ops, and then you have to wait in line a few minutes to get your prizes for those who won, but it's worth it. And we have a couple of golden eggs for grand prize winners, and they get a basket with some really cool stuff in it. So it's just a fun way to give back to the community. As you know, we feel like we've been very blessed by the communities that we serve here in Southeast Minnesota, you know, Rochester and surrounding areas all the way down to the river and Wabasha and Lake City and even into Wisconsin. And we like to give back to the people who, you know, give us our business and make us so successful. So it's just one of the opportunities that we have to do that. So I hope I see a lot of you this afternoon at the egg hunt.
I just want to know who had the job of filling all the candies with the eggs with candy.
Well, actually, this year I kind of roped in some of my friends. So it was four couples, husbands and wives, that sat and did it last Saturday in the office in Wabasha. And then I made them all dinner afterwards as a little treat. But yeah, it's it went fast. And then I think there were some left to finish because we ran out of candy. And then, of course, Sherry finished those because we can always count on Sherry.
All right. Everybody have a blast at the Easter egg hunt in Wabasha later on today. And
No, sharp. You don't want to be late.
Okay. Yeah, because right. 5 minutes, 5,000 eggs.
You got it. And I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. They pick those babies up fast. But all right. You have a good week. I hope you don't get too much snow. I will be in, doggone it, in Las Vegas at the RE/MAX convention, learning from all the best.
All right.
Yeah, we have some great speakers. I'll talk about it. I'll tell you all about it. I'll be back on Friday, so I'll tell you about it next
week. Okay. Sounds great, Robin. That phone number one more time before you go.
507-259-4926.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.